Peace to you all who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. The portion of God's Word that we'll consider on this day after Christmas comes from the second chapter of the Gospel of Luke, beginning with the 25th verse as follows. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. So far our text. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who said, because I live, you shall live also, dear fellow redeemed. This holiday season, I think, reminds us of just how much of our lives is taken up with arrivals and departures. Once again, this year, they're expecting a record month of arrivals and departures at SeaTac Airport, 20 minutes to the north. In fact, between December 15th and January 15th, they say over 1.5 million people will pass through that international airport. Most of us, I think, at this time of year get to visit with loved ones that we perhaps haven't seen for quite a long time. And the arrivals, when we're reunited with those loved ones, are very happy and joyful. The departures, of course, are another thing. Very often those can be somewhat sad and even tearful. For Christians, the season we're currently in is about arrivals and departures, too. At Christmas, we hail the arrival of our Savior, who became an incarnate human being in order to redeem us from our sins. But it's also a time of departures. And it's departures that we particularly want to focus our attention on this morning. In our text for today, we'll meet an elderly believer who was on the very brink of departing his earthly life. Would that departure for him be filled with anxiety and uncertainty, or would it be peaceful? That question is one that all of us might very well ask ourselves about our own departure from this world. And our text for this morning holds the answer. Our theme for today, with Christ, a peaceful departure. It was 40 days after the birth of Christ that Mary and Joseph brought the baby Jesus to the temple to carry out the instructions of Moses that we heard in our Old Testament lesson for today. And here in the temple of Jerusalem is where they met a devout old believer named Simeon. Simeon is a Hebrew name that means literally listen. And Simeon was an old man who had for a long time been listening to God, listening to all the Old Testament prophecies that foretold the coming of a Messiah, and especially recently listening to a special message that God had for him. Verse 26 tells us that it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And on that day, there in the temple, God made good on his word, as he always does. The Holy Spirit led Simeon to the temple, and there he saw Joseph and Mary, and there a rather strange thing happened. You who have been parents can imagine how you might have felt when you had an infant child, if after church some elderly stranger walked up and picked up your baby. And yet there was something different here. There was a dignity and an authority in Simeon. He acted as if he knew Jesus, which, of course, he did. He took the baby Jesus gently in his arms, lifted his eyes to heaven, and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation. We don't know how long Simeon lived after that day. I have an idea it may not have been very long. But there's one thing we do know. Simeon was one man who departed this world in peace. The one thing he most wanted to see in all the world, the one thing that the nation of Israel had been waiting for centuries to see, God granted to Simeon. There in his arms, he saw the Lord's Christ, the very Redeemer of the world so long foretold. But most importantly, Simeon saw in that little child his own Savior, the one who would one day go all the way to the cross of Calvary to redeem him from his sins. And having seen Jesus, and having loved him and believed in him, Simeon said that was enough. That was all he needed. With that, he was ready to depart this world in peace. What about you? Here's an exercise you can do. Fill in the blank. I think I could die in peace if only I could do blank first. What would you put in the blank? A lot of people live their lives with a view toward that very thing, a list of things that they'd like to accomplish or experience before they die. There was even a movie made about it, The Bucket List. Well, what would be on your list? Skydiving or hang gliding, perhaps climbing Mount Everest or visiting some exotic foreign country? As your pastor, I'd like to encourage you to narrow that list down a little bit. In fact, you can really, when all is said and done, focus on just one thing: to know Jesus and believe in him for your salvation, to cultivate your relationship with Christ and to meditate and study his holy word, to let your faith in Jesus be the hub of your wheel, that part of your life that governs every other part. Simeon's bucket list had one item on it: to hold the world's Messiah in his arms. He needed nothing else. The Apostle Paul said essentially the same thing: "But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith." It's interesting, there aren't many scripture texts that are routinely used for two different Sundays in the church year. There are a few exceptions. One of them, as you may know, is Christ's triumphant entry into Jerusalem, which of course is used on Palm Sunday, but it's also used on the first Sunday in Advent. Interestingly, this account of aged Simeon in the temple is another one, and it's used today, the Sunday after Christmas. But I wonder if you can guess what other occasion this text is frequently used on. It's often used for funerals. And if you think about it, you can see why, can't you? A funeral is obviously a time of departure, and yet for a Christian, it's also a time of great joy. At funerals, we commemorate the passing of a fellow believer. Had about a dozen funerals here at Ascension Lutheran Church since our foundation. And in each case, it has been the commemoration not of a perfect person, but of a sinful human being like me and like you. Like aged Simeon, for that matter. Like Simeon, every Christian we've buried so far from this parish has been an elderly believer, someone who has lived a long life and seen a lot of things. But also, like Simeon, they have all been people whom the Lord allowed to see the most important thing in life, their Savior. God allowed them to take up Jesus with the arms of their faith and recognize in him their personal Savior from sin. With that knowledge, those believers were ready when the Lord called them. With Christ, a peaceful departure. What a rare thing peacefulness is in our lives these days. We have so much going on all the time, so much hustle and bustle. I'm afraid a lot of people can no longer tell the difference between what's really important in life and what's not. How about you? Have you got your priorities straight? You recall the account of Mary and Martha in the New Testament, those two friends of Jesus. And when Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus listening to his word, Martha was bustling about the kitchen getting dinner ready for her honored guest. And when Mary refused to or wasn't available to help her, Martha started to complain to the Lord Jesus. But you may recall what Jesus replied. "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her." One thing is needed: to see Christ in the Word of God and to receive him by faith as your Savior from sin. That is the single most important thing in life. And it's the only thing you need to prepare you for a peaceful departure from this life. Without faith in Christ, you will never be prepared, even if you live to be 100. With faith in Christ, you will always be prepared, even if that day should come tomorrow. Our God has told us in his word that a believer has nothing to fear from death. The Apostle Paul asks a question that needs no answer. "O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory?" Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus has defeated all our enemies, with death being the final one. For a Christian who has been washed in the blood of Jesus, we know that death is nothing more than a gateway that leads to everlasting life. In this life, the weaknesses and the diseases of our frail human bodies oppress us and cause us difficulty. Especially as we get on in years, it seems that our bodies increasingly betray us and become a burden. But as Pastor Bruce Nauman reminded us just a few weeks ago, all the aches and pains, all the sin, the suffering, and the sorrow of this present life, that's all temporary. "It is but for a moment," the Apostle Paul said. "But the joy, the rejoicing, and the great glory, that's for eternity." In Christ, we can look forward to our heavenly home where there will be no tears, there will be no diseases or disabilities, there will be no sorrow and suffering. When a person meets his Savior in heaven, there will be perfect peace and a happiness that's far greater than you and I can even conceive with our limited human reason. Jesus told his disciples, "Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." Jesus has prepared a place for you in the mansions of heaven. Shall he keep that place for you? When your last day comes, would you like to be able to say with Simeon, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace"? Then abide in your Lord Jesus Christ and in his word. There is nothing in your life more important than that. You may think there is, especially you young people may at times be tempted to think that there is something more important than that in your life. Trust me, there isn't. Better yet, trust the older Christians you see around you in church today. They'll tell you the same thing. There's nothing more important. Best of all, trust the eternal word of God. "For the grass withers and the flower fades," said Isaiah, "but the word of our God stands forever." Trust that unchanging gospel of salvation in Jesus Christ. Bring all your sins in repentance to your Lord Jesus. No matter what you've been or what you've done, you'll find complete pardon there in the shadow of his cross. Jesus paid the price for every one of your sins, and on that triumphant resurrection morning, he rose to eternal life and gained for you the final victory over death. With Christ, a peaceful departure. That's what God promised to Simeon, and that's the promise he kept. It's the thing he has promised to devout believers down through the centuries, and it's the promise he has always kept. My friends, God has made that same promise to you as well. Take him up on the promise. Receive the offer of his grace in Christ. Why not make a New Year's resolution? Why not resolve that in 2016, you will more and more live in Christ and live for Christ? Place Him and keep Him at the very top of your life's priorities. Then you'll have the peace of knowing that you too possess the one thing needed for a blessed life and for peaceful departure. Then you'll learn the truth of those comforting words of Jesus, "Because I live, you will live also." We have only a limited time to spend as visitors here on this earth. Let's make sure we're ready to leave whenever the Lord decides that it's our time to go. Let's make sure we have the key to a truly peaceful departure: faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.